This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, 4 o'clock. Good to have you aboard. Hour from now, somebody thinks Stafford's the victim. We'll get into it. Mike, you can pick your direction here, because I got a million ways to go. We're loaded for bear. I think there's a really interesting player that no one's talking about, and not in the first round, but as a second round selection, I'm fascinated by him. And I don't think this football team has the fortitude. I don't think they have the culture to draft him. But I think a good team is going to take this guy, and he could be a steal. Do you have any idea what player I'm speaking of? Any idea? I mean, I want to make you guess a little bit. I don't want to just give it to you.
No, my guess would be, since you're framing it like that, is it a wide receiver?
It is someone who has played wide receiver.
David?
I'm hoping it's my guy, Jalen Reagor, whatever you call him.
No. Think about more versatile.
Yeah, now I think you're going to go with Claypool. No, not Claypool. Hunter Bryant?
Oh, man, you are nowhere to be found.
I'm just throwing names in there now.
What about a guy who could play in the backfield, could play wide receiver, and could even line up minimally at the quarterback position? And his production comes by way of one of the toughest conferences in college football.
I got
hints for days.
I'm stumped.
Oh, good. He features one of the worst throat tattoos in football history. He could have been a Spartan had MSU taken him. I've referenced him before on this show.
Is he, does he play for Kentucky?
Correct.
Okay, then go ahead and give it away, because I know.
It's Lynn Bowden. Lynn Bowden, to me, is, very, very similar to Deebo Samuel, who's now with the 49ers and is now a monster. Lynn Bowden, like, you're talking about all the wide receivers. And I mean, we've talked about Reagor. We've talked about Mims. We've talked about Chase Claypool. We've talked, I mean, all these guys. Forget about the first round guys. But think about the league we reside in, and think about your Detroit Lions. They have no versatility on offense. None. I mean, Danny Amendola ain't running away from anybody. Kenny Galladay's not exactly a burner. And Marvin Jones is basically done. You got a tight end you drafted at 8. You got a running back who can't stay healthy. You don't have any kind of weapon. I mean, Galladay is the weapon. But what other weapons you got? Now, think about if you had a guy like Lynn Bowden. You could put him in a backfield. I could mess around like the Saints are and have him run a wildcat of sorts. Get Stafford out of the game, add an element. And I could certainly put him at wide receiver, because that's what his primary position was in college before playing quarterback, because the first 10 quarterbacks at Kentucky got hurt. And you know what he did? He lined up at quarterback for Kentucky when teams knew he ain't throwing the ball. And they couldn't stop him. Couldn't do it. Could not do it. We're going to line up. We're going to run it 50 times a game. And you're not going to stop me. And teams didn't. Why is no one talking about Lynn Bowden? Now, I've already hinted at some other things. But here's a newsflash for you. I really don't care if you're a good guy or not. I care if you can help me win. Bottom line in all of this, just because he may have been a really bad dude a few years ago, doesn't mean he's a bad one now. I don't get to sit down with these guys. I won't be doing a cocktail hour with Lynn Bowden tonight to talk about feelings. I'm just saying, keep an eye out. And I finally have seen a few articles pop up and people mentioning him. And, you know, I saw one where he was linked to the Patriots. And that absolutely is a Belichickian player. But, like, Mike, think about it. Think about the Lions. A, they'd never draft a guy like this because he's not a choir boy. But B, think about adding that type of weapon.
Yeah.
And what it would do for you offensively. A package for him where he becomes this Wildcat-esque Taysom Hill type guy. Where you basically design a play where, look, I can leave a guy unblocked and you're going to make the miss. And then you integrate him into the wide receiving core who you don't have a wide receiver signed beyond 2020. He could be your fourth receiver. Limited package as a receiver, limited package as your Taysom Hill guy. Hell, put a limited package in where he becomes a running back. What's the problem? That's the type of pick that this loser-ass franchise would never make. But I think someone's going to take this kid, and he's going to be a real weapon. I wanted to get your take, and if you guys thought, okay, Mike's lost it here.
I would be all for doing that in the second round. I think they need some sort of risk like that. I really do. They have to do something offensively, and I think it'd be a perfect spot to do. I love it. Personally, I love it. I think that'd be the exact type of thing that they should do, but who knows if they will. But they should do it because, yeah, it's excitement and it's versatility, and it's actually a playmaker. And it seems like they're always just drafting too safe.
No, that's exactly why I'm bringing this up.
Yeah.
Usually, any great reward comes with great risk. Very rarely is there an Andrew Luck or a LeBron James or an Anthony Davis or a Sidney Crosby pick. And it's even rarer when they exist outside of being number one overall. Everything's a risk. Everything. There's a huge risk with Mekhi Becton. He could be a 10-time All-Pro. As one of the biggest left tackles in history, or he could end up looking like an uncoordinated klutz. Yeah. It's a huge risk to draft a man who's 6'8", 370 pounds. Huge risk. Huge reward. There's a huge risk to taking Tua. Could be the best quarterback in football and a Hall of Famer. Could be out of the league in 5 years and be broken in half. I don't know. The point is, if you want to know about a guy who's got the biggest risk-reward quotient in the draft, who will be a late second or early third round pick, who I would circle and draft and take that risk, Lynn Bowden.
See, but that's...
Boy, you guys seem to be real fired up about this.
No. I love it. I was just looking something up, though. I was trying to do a little research on this. But this is something that you have to think ahead. You have to be creative thinking when you take a guy like this. This is sort of like a Cordell Stewart type weapon that you're selecting, or, you know, somebody like Julian Edelman that was a former quarterback that you're using in different ways.
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, and Taysom Hill. What I was trying to look up was, because we all know who the offensive coordinator is for the Detroit Lions right now, former coordinator for the Seahawks. And I believe that was the same coordinator when they won the Super Bowl, where he used their backup quarterback, Tavares Jackson, in a similar role for that Super Bowl for a couple plays. I believe he played him at wide receiver and something like that. So,
well, here's the other thing. Bowden can return kicks and punts.
Yes.
So I'm going to give him, let's say, 4 to 6 touches on punts and kicks.
Yes.
I'm going to give him 3 to 4 touches as a Wildcat QB game, and I'm going to give him another 3 to 4 touches in the passing game. I'm going to give him about 15 touches a week, because all I need him to do is on 2 or 3 of those touches, make something happen.
Yes. Creatively, this is a great idea, but I am worried the Lions won't even
like this. They never will.
They won't, because this is exactly, you're right, Taysom Hill type, where they like the guy at a certain position, but they're not going to stick to him there. They're going to put him all over the field and use the weapon that he is. That would be a great pick, Fowler.
Just thought it'd be something interesting. Thought it would be something. No one's talking about him. No one's talking about this kid.
Isn't that what we want?
I see a lot of guys going in the second round, and I'm like, what about Lynn Bowden? For a guy to do it the way he did it in the SEC? You imagine lining up and running the football when everyone knows you're running the football in the SEC? Yeah, if you're at Alabama, maybe. He did it at Kentucky. He did it midstream. I know people say, well, he's not a quarterback. No, probably not. My point is, he had about 10 minutes to become a quarterback. You're not going to ask him to throw the ball more than once or twice a season on a shocking play call. The point is, when the quarterback runs the ball, it takes a guy who basically is useless and handing the ball off, and now it turns him into the ball carrier, and the running back is the extra blocker. Every man's accounted for. It becomes a one-on-one.
See, and all you're looking for are splash plays. That's what you're looking for. And
that's what the league is. Yes. You don't go on 14-play drives.
Right, and sometimes coaches can design them within your scheme that are, you know, just, you know, whatever they are. But sometimes you need players like this that can create them for you. You put them
How
in
many
spot
guys do the Lions
it?
Have? How many guys do they have that can create a splash play?
I don't think they have too many. Because Galladay needs Stafford to throw him the ball.
No, but Kenny Galladay,
you know. I just don't see
it. My point is, you don't have splash guys.
No.
So, I know no one's talking about it, and I know some listeners were very angry when I said second round, if the right receiver is there, I would not be angry if they did it. But this is a guy, man, I'm telling you, if it's near the end of the second round, I wouldn't be mad you move up and get a guy like that. They won't do it. But Bowden's a guy I enjoyed in college. I followed him since he went to Kentucky because he was almost a Spartan. This kid can play the game. And I'm going to be fascinated to see where he goes and how he's used. If Lynn Bowden ends up in a place like Green Bay, Kansas City, Indianapolis, Philadelphia, Los Angeles. He ends up in one of them places. Look out. Look out.
How about here? Let's do something bold for once.
I'd be scared.
Right.
I'd be scared about Lynn Bowden the same way I'm scared about Isaiah Simmons coming
here.
Yeah,
right.
And now somebody shares that opinion.
Yep.
Tell you who that is next. Oh, my God. That's an 8.5 out of 10 rating.
See, you
tease.
And Doug do agree on something. It's a tease like that.
Ah, you kidding me? He's the tease master.
The best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.